Digital Mister. Hey, what I say, sir? Yeah. No. Yeah. Get your hands in the air, sir. Woo. Yeah. Then you will get no hurt, mister. No. I said, yeah.
I said, yeah.
I just want to follow the wall. We're going to have a great show tonight. Our host is Dr. Rowan, but he's not on at the moment. But we still have our special guest joining us from Canada. We have Jennifer Woods. We have Ezra Bernard that is tonight. So we just want to give God thanks and praise for this fabulous evening. We just also thank Toots Maytel, or from London, Pamela Richards in Canada, running the live tonight. And welcome each and every one to join, and we're going to have a good tonight. Hello, my guest. How are you tonight? Pastor Jen, on tonight?
I'm fabulous, woman of God. It is a beautiful evening, and God is good, and we're ready to throw down.
God,
bless the Lord, bless the Lord, one of God. God is good every time God is good.
Well, we just have Rowan Cameron, wherever he is, Cleveland, and just to let you know that the show must go on, and he's still in charge, and want to big him up, man of God, wherever you are. You can.
Amen.
At the moment, we're just going to run until you get on. We bless you and bless God for this opportunity. Again, Caribbean Radio Show, Knowledge Station. tonight we're going to speak, and I believe we're going to continue on leadership. And I'm going to ask Sister Jen just to tell us a little bit about herself, where she's from, and how she got connected to this great thing of what the Lord is doing in life. Go ahead, woman.
You were breaking up there, my sister, so I wasn't hearing you too clearly.
Okay, I'll try to. So we just want you to tell us about yourself, where you're from, and how connected, and what the Lord is doing in your life, and the benefit of this radio station, and how you're in, globally the people of God, and teaching people about the goodness of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, woman of God. That's much better. To God be the glory, people out there in Radio Land. It is a privilege to be able to minister to God's people in such a fashion. I was born in Kingston, Jamaica. I migrated to Canada almost 30 years ago. God has been good to me in this land. But I must tell you that over a number of years, God has pulled me away from full-time ministry. I'm just going to cut it short. God has pulled me away from full-time ministry. Initially, before he started it, he said, a job is not your source. I, the Lord God, I'm your source. So he pulled me away from secularism. As a registered nurse, he called me into full-time ministry. That's one of the hardest things that anyone could do, I would imagine, because I'm used to being self-sufficient. But when God called me and said, I am your source, he pulled everything away from me. He removed the house, he removed the money, he removed the jobs, the friends, you name it. He moved everybody. And he said, now I can talk to you. And that was very, very hard because he pulled me out of my house and allowed me to go live in my daughter's house. And if you're a grown folk who's always running your own show, you know how difficult that could be. But God had a lot to teach me. And I was willing to listen, painfully as it was, I was ready to listen. And the journey has been a very long and grueling one, because who knows that when God calls you for the ministry, it is not easy, especially when he calls you into full-time ministry. You have to give up everything. You have to recognize that you're totally dependent upon this man called Jesus. You're dependent upon him for your food. You're dependent upon him for your clothing. Everything you're dependent upon this man called Jesus for. So it was very, very difficult, and still difficult, because people look at you as being weird. They look at you as being stupid. They say, how can you, a self-sufficient woman, give up everything to sit at the feet of a God who you claim you're worshiping? You're being told that God does not do this, but yes, he does, because God is talking to you. He's not talking to the world. Because the world does not understand what God is doing when he's doing his thing. And who knows that when God is bringing you into a particular place, he hides you most times. So even those among you, they can't even recognize who you are. But you just know that something is happening. There's a song by William McDowell that says, I've been captured by a love that I cannot explain. And he's moving in this love. This love is ministering to him. And he's just moving along with it, because that's what it does. The love just moves you. It moves you into different realms. It moves you to speak. It moves you to teach. It moves you to see and to hear different from what the world does, because you're not using your physical eyes as per se, or as your hearing. Your five senses are in tune now with the Spirit of God. So it's been a long journey, and I'm at this place. God has used me to minister, online ministry. He has pulled me away from ministry. He has pulled me away from the church, because the church did not want the church, so to speak. So the church put the church out of the church. Because when God has risen you up and he's showing you all these things, and pastors and the church as a whole is coming up against you, it's a fight, it's a struggle. But I remember the first time it happened to me, I said, God, you're the one that brought me to this church, and I'm not going to leave until you tell me to leave. And I sat there and I waited. I took the embarrassment of the pastor not speaking to me, going around me in circles kind of thing. But the long and the short of the story is tonight, people, is that God is opening up. God has opened up so many different avenues for me to meet so many different people, to do so many different things, and it is not funny. And I'm just so grateful tonight. I'm grateful for this opportunity to be on radio. I didn't think that at this point in my life I'd be on radio, but here I am. I am speaking on radio. I am in radio land. People all over the world can hear me. So when God is raising you up, he'll give you a voice. And that voice cannot be silenced by man, because it is the voice of God that you're using to echo, to sound the trumpet alarm, to let man know that God is coming back. And without a shadow of a doubt, we have to prepare ourselves to meet the Maker. He once said to me, and keep saying it for ever so often, he says, my daughter, the bridegroom, which is Christ himself, he says, I'm ready. I'm sitting and I'm waiting for the bride to show up, because the bride is in harlotry. And the bride doesn't even recognize that I'm waiting. So it is because the bride is not ready why I'm being held up. I cannot move. I'm seated in one position. Only to find out that the church needs to move. So God is waking up the church. He's waking up the church to minister to the world. He's waking up the church to minister to the church, because many of us that are seated in the church are not really the church. We are just bystanders, so to speak. Just like Judas. Judas was with Jesus by association, but he was not truly with him. I can go on tonight, but I'm going to stop here so that somebody else can come in. So children of God, get ready, because the hour is now. Thank you, woman of God. Back to you.
Bless the Lord. Hello, world. Welcome to the woman of God. Praise be to God. I want to just share one quick scripture with you, woman of God, as I listen to you minister tonight. It reminds me of the word of God, what it says in Matthew 6, verse 33 and 34. Hope you're hearing me clearly. It says, but
yes.
Seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient to the day is thereof. Let me tell you something. When you trust God, it doesn't matter what the world says. When you trust God, it doesn't matter what your friend says. When God is dealing with you, he's dealing with you. He is not any respect to a person. But when he takes time and says, Pastor Jen, it's me and you now. You got to drop everything
Amen.
That you're doing, and you got to, as long as you trust this man, Christ Jesus, you got to forget about yourself, forget about your position, forget about what you
Amen.
Have. A
Amen.
Lot of people say
Amen.
They can't let go of what they have, because guess what? They have to serve God with what they can see. But we understand that God
yes.
is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him
yes.
in spirit and in truth.
Come on,
it's not
no,
about
no, no,
the flesh. It's not about the things. It's not about feeling. Obedience is better than any sacrifice. Let me tell you something. The most important thing is that we walk uprightly before God. Hello, world. Walk uprightly before God. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge it. And God himself said that he will direct your path. So, woman of God, you haven't done anything wrong, but you have lined up with a principle and the status of God. He called you, and
Amen.
You moved by faith. Abraham moved by faith. It was counted towards Abraham. Glory be to God. And so we as children of God have to move by faith. So, hello world,
Amen.
Listen to the woman of God. Pastor Evangelist
Amen.
Ezra, how are you, sir? Welcome to the studio. How are you doing this evening? Tell me a little bit about yourself and how the Lord is blessing you this evening, and just let people of God know, let the world know that there is a true and living God, and there he deserves to be praised and to be glorified. There's going to be some sacrifice, there's going to be some pain, there's going to be some rejection, there's going to be some door closed in your face. But when you can
yes.
trust God, when you can take God at his word, glory be to God. Watch and see what the Lord will do for you. David said, I was young, now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. Go ahead, man of God. God bless you.
Hallelujah, world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. My name is Evangelist Ezroy Bernard, all the way from Jamaica. I was born in Montego Bay, grown up in the garrison of Endenau Wood. Talk about that. I've experienced it all. Minister to gunmen. Watch gunmen get saved. Hallelujah. And with my life, I was one of them who was, my mom tried to abort me 3 times, but she failed. 3 times she wanted to abort the fetus, but I am more than fetus, and I'm here today, you know, because purpose, you cannot destroy purpose. And yes. I've been through many stuff, in, you know, 7 times almost drowned, you know, but God, you know, and I am the one who God has also used to bring many to him, you know, and stuff like that. And I am one that God even used to raise the dead. I was even talking the other day that the Lord happened to use me to raise 3 persons that died. The last one the Lord used me to raise, she was dead, and the Lord showed me her in heaven. And I told the sister, I said, listen, your sister is dead, because I was on the prayer line. And for a particular church, like No Limits Ministry, and I was on that prayer line, and she called in for prayer, and she said, my sister just have a massive stroke, and said, okay, we believe God, and we're going to pray. And believe me, church, the God you serve is awesome, is wonderful. Don't turn your back on him. Don't give up on him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Don't you ever dare give up, no matter what you're going through.
Yes.
Hey, don't matter what you're going through, the hurt, the pain, don't give up on your God.
Yes.
He's awesome. And we prayed. And I said, I saw the Lord sending back your sister with 2 angels. Now, I live in Canada. The sister lives in America. That called in. And her sister lives in Jamaica. So none of us is within the vicinity of each other. You are in 3 different locations. And within 2 weeks, about 3 weeks, she went down and she speak to her sister. And word for word, everything that the Spirit of the Lord showed me, that's the same thing her sister told her. So believe me, church, the God that we serve is real. Stay connected to your God. Don't make nothing, no one. The word said, what shall separate you from the love of God? Amen? Don't let nothing separate you from God. I was teaching the other day that Satan cannot do you nothing. You have more power than the devil. He cannot do you nothing. Believe thou this. Because guess what? He is darkness. You are light. You are the full image of God Almighty himself. Of all God's creation, he chose to make us into his image, into his likeness, and for us to function like him. So we are here on earth to occupy until he comes. Walk with that authority. He said to us, I've given you dominion over everything. Not something, everything. We have dominion over demons, over devils. We have that level of dominion.
Yes.
To show you the fact, truth about how God loves us, he even said we have that level of authority over angels. He said angels are our ministering spirits. They minister to us. They serve us. So we don't tap into whatever we're supposed to tap in yet because we do not know. Because angels themselves don't understand what it is to be forgiven. We have something that no other nation, no other race have. We were made special. So this is what I love. I love to pray. I love to intercede. I love to stay at the feet of God. I love to look into his face. I am one, again, as I said before, I've seen the vision of the rapture twice. I've seen the lake of fire. It is real. What's happened in our world today, many people don't understand it. We are fighting against marine spirits, which is real. I am a man who have encountered these beings. These beings confronted me, only to realize that throughout the world, that each era, especially in Jamaica, where you see these shrines, they have set up, and every time you see a shrine, it's a dedication to Marine Spirit. What was Marine Spirit in the time of the Bible? It is called the God of Dagon. Read your Bible. That's Dagon God. So Marine Spirit was running the world, and this is what England used to conquer the world, Marine Spirits.
Man of God, explain, man of God. I want you to explain more. Just explain more about these beings. Explain.
Okay, these beings.
People can understand. Because for you and I, we might be able to identify. So tell us more. Tell us more about these beings.
Let's go into the depths of Marine Spirit. We have heard of mermaids. Mermaids, they are real. And this is our encounter into mermaids, and I'm going to give you this very powerful. There was a young man who I've never met in my life. He's from Jamaica. He lives in St. Elizabeth. He's a friend of a friend. And she introduced me to him, said, this man is doing miracles, and he just healed a mad woman. And while the man was talking to me on the phone, the Lord opened up my eyes, and I see a mermaid behind him. So that happened in the first week, and I never said anything to the man because, you know, the man was feeling good that he's doing all these things. I said, you know, I said, Lord, I don't want to hurt the man's feeling. But the following week now, the man asked her cousin to call me because he has to talk to me because he's getting these powers more and more. And I said to the man, I said, listen, I have to tell you the truth. You're not operating through the Spirit of God. You're operating through Marine Spirit. I said, you have to renounce them. Because they're going to use you, and as they use it, they're going to kill you. And the Lord instructed me to tell the man this, that he must go in fasting for 3 days. Do not come out of your house for 3 days. And he fasted day one, day two, and day three, he came out of his house and went to his ground, because he's a farmer. And lightning struck him into his hut. And killed him. He has his Bible in his hand. And the Bible was burnt. These beings ain't plain. And we have to now go into warfare. The word of God said the weapon of your warfare is not carnal, but mighty through God by the pulling down of strongholds. You have Marine Spirit, which is mermaid. You have merman. You have snake man. That's half man, half fish. Half man, half snake. These beings comes into my room. And I tell you this, I look at them and I was like, so, I wasn't frightened because I'm not a one to be scared. And I look at them and I admire them because I've never seen them before. And as I open my mouth and say, so what's up? What's your purpose? Boom, they disappear. So church, these are the beings that some Christian people or some church folks are using to manifest miracles, signs, and wonders. The Bible said it clearly. A wicked and adulterous nation seek after signs. You understand? So seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. This is the last days. These marine spirits are raising havoc. You have more authority over them. You have control over them. Rebuke them and cast them out because you, God, have given you the authority to do that. And this is what I have
Thank
to say
you,
to
God.
The body of Christ. Know who you are and who you are. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, man of God. Again, I said, welcome to Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station, Clarendon Connection. We're going to take a break and we're just going to play Amazing Grace and we'll be right back. Woman of God, I have a question for you when we return.
At this time, I'd like to dedicate this song to my mom. See, I just can't forget singing this song every Sunday morning.
Welcome again to Caribbean Radio Show, Knowledge Station, Clarendon Connection, which is hosted by Dr. Rowan Cameron. Tonight he's not on, but we're running the show on his behalf tonight. Our special guest tonight, we have Pastor Jen Wood, all the way from Toronto, Canada, Evangelist Bernard, Peter Bernard. We just bless the Lord for you both tonight. Myself sitting in the hot seat is Dr. Pamela Richards. And I just bless the Lord for this opportunity where we can talk about the goodness of Jesus. Woman of God, I listened to your talk tonight and I just wanted to understand, how were you able to just tell us a little bit of how you were able to step back from the world and embrace God without worrying about what anyone thinks? How were you able to do that?
Well, woman of God, as a young girl, I got saved, and I walked away from the presence of Almighty God. But even though I walked away, He never left me. He kept wooing me back. And finally, because even when I would show up at some places, people would always call me to pray. I was always still praying. I always still loved God, even though I was out there and I was doing my thing. But, you know, when I fully came back to the Lord, and after seated at His feet for some time, and He began to speak into my spirit, and I said, God, I understand what you're saying, that a job is not my source, but I'm in the church. I'm building myself back up. I'm doing all these things that I think is right. But He kept saying to me, you're not hearing me clearly. So He did that for about 2 years. And when He did that for about 2 years, I said, oh, my God, what is this? He started to pull the car. He started to investments. I did like six-digit figure investments, and I lost everything. I lost the house. I walked out of that house without a penny. I lost everything, the car. I couldn't make payments. I couldn't do anything. But here was God. And when He pulled me away from everything, He said, finally, I can speak to you now. And He took me and he placed me in the basement of a friend. Oh, God, Almighty Jesus. And I was in there penniless. I had not even a penny to my name. And I suffered it through in that basement for 7 months. By this time, God is opening up my spirit and showing me so many different things. It's not funny. And what I thought was friendship was not friendship. And I tell you something, I couldn't even walk on that floor. My God, I didn't eat in that house. I did nothing in that house. And I kept hearing the voice of God, and He pressed into me. And when I reached out for Him one morning, I said, God, I can't take this no more. You took me out of my house, and this is where You brought me. Granted, at that time, I lived in a four-bedroom house by myself and my daughter, and I was quite comfortable. I could go in my house, and I could close that house, shut the garage door, and nobody would know that I was there. But here He was. He took me to this basement. Lord have mercy. Who knows that when you go to the basement, you must come up to the first floor. And from the first floor, you must go higher. And I was down there in that basement. And I cried out to the Lord. And I remember one, I think it was a Saturday night. I said, God, what are you doing with me? And He showed up Himself, and like in the form of an angel. And He said, when I raise you up from here, I want you to remember that you must remember the poor. You must remember the sick. You must feed them, those that are orphans. I need you to reach out to them. The divorce, all the disenfranchised, God showed me within that time frame. And from then He sent my daughter to pick me up off the floor. And I wouldn't even go with her because she was living with her boyfriend at the time. And He switched me from there after I decided to move with her. A week, 2 weeks, I was in their place. And He sent my son and my daughter for me. And I tell you something, at this time, my son and my daughter, I was even agreeing with them because, let me tell you something, it's a long story, but there was not too much love. But who knows that God is a God of the restoring God. He restores people. He restores relationships. And He wanted the relationship between myself and my daughter to be restored. And He brought me into her house, their house. And there were some things there. My grandson was autistic. They themselves didn't even know this. But God used me in such a mighty way in that house. I was washing, I was cooking, I was cleaning, I was a servant. I didn't understand what God was doing. Night and day, can you imagine God living. I'm making my own money. I was a contractor, so I went wherever I chose to go. And here God take me and put me in this house. I'm there. It's like I'm shut away from everybody else. By this time, he pulled me away from church. I had no recourse. This force was just pulling me. Just like Ezekiel said, I did not want, but he picked me up by my hair. And he brought me to the river Chebar. And there he had me sat down for 7 days so he could show me what he wanted to show me. This was what God did with me when he pulled me away. And he knew that if he had allowed me to keep the car, I would have slept in the car like I've done many a times before. So he had the repo man come and repo the car. Took everything from me, and I'm left penniless. The only thing I'm left with is Jesus. And from
Thank
there,
God.
He said to me, he gave me my grandson, who was, I think, 5 years old at the time. He said, I wanted to teach him. The boy was going to school. Nothing was happening for him. Nothing happening with him. And he would just lock himself in corners. If he had a pencil in his hand, he would be doodling the pencil all over, and his eyes are like all over the place. I said, God, what are you telling me to do? I don't know what to do. He said, sit him down and anoint his head and begin to pray over him and teach him. Oh, God Almighty, Jesus. I did about a month and I saw no sign. I said, God, what is this? Nothing is happening. He said, continue, get the oil and anoint him and pray for him. Oh, God Almighty, Jesus.
God.
And I kept on praying. By this time, I was so frustrated. But God was teaching me patience. Who knows that the first thing, because I was a woman who didn't have a lot of patience. I wanted what I wanted, and I needed that thing right then and there. I must have that instant gratification. Who knows that God will trim it down to size? He said, I'm teaching you patience. I didn't even realize this was what God was doing. And I had to pull up myself, and I anointed the boy and began to pray, and I continued to pray. And then I saw little signs of him beginning to write and to read, and I said, God, I got excited. Oh, Jesus, I got excited. And one day, the only place that God would allow me to go, my sisters and my brother tonight, those of you out there in radio land that is listening to me, if God has purpose on your life, let me tell you something, you can't run from that purpose. He said of Jeremiah, Jeremiah, I knew you before you were in your mother's womb. He said, I ordained you a prophet to the nations. So whether you like it or not, you must speak. Oh, Holy Ghost. The only place God would allow me to go, children of God, was a prayer meeting on a Saturday morning. That's the only place I was able to go. And I had to come back home and stay home in that home. And I went up to my room that Saturday afternoon. And when I laid across the bed, I saw God handed me a fresh brain, as if you just killed the animal, and that meat was so bright and so pretty. It was pink in color. And I saw it coming down from heaven, and he said, here it is. And I saw God placed it in him, and he took the brain out of the boy. And the brain that was in him was corrosive. Oh, my God in heaven. Jesus, it was so corrosive, it is not funny. And he took it out, and he said, what are they going to do with this one? Meaning the parents. Oh, God Almighty, Jesus. And the boy took off. And the boy took off. The boy took off, and he took off. My grandson today is 10 years old, and that boy reads like nothing. He's got the mind. He's so sharp. He is so sharp in his mind. Children of God, did you know that autism is a spirit? It is a spirit that has come to take over, especially the male child, because the enemy's plan is to defeat God, but he cannot defeat God because God has called some of us who are the remnant to come and to stand with him on the wall and to watch and not come off the wall of watching. He says, I placed you on the wall as a watchman. And I say, God, give me these children. But before all of that, children of God, I saw all these boys. These children coming with their little backpacks on their back and their little cap on their head, and I didn't understand it. That was when I was in the basement at my friend's house. And God said to me, I'm sending you these children. My friend, listen to me. You have to be able to do the thing before you can go there, go do it. So God used me to manifest himself through that young boy. And I tell you something, anybody who know my grandson today, this boy is like, when I look at him, sometimes I smile. When I hear God speak some things in this boy's spirit, I say, God, I say, Preston, God is talking to you. He is speaking through you, and he continues to speak. So, children of God, let me tell you something. I could go on tonight, but I need to give somebody else a break tonight. But I tell you something. I am so filled up. I am so packed up with the love of God. I can't go nowhere else. I don't want to go anywhere else. I just want to stay at the feet of Jesus. And every time he took something from me, away from me, I cannot explain this. But every time he took something from me, I found myself pressing into him more. I found myself loving him more. I found myself worshiping more because he has called me as a worshiper. And I must worship my God when I raise my hands in praise unto my God. Something happens in the realm of the spirit. Something breaks because, as the man of God said earlier, God has given us authority. He has given us power. He said, I've given you the earth. Heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. So God is walking down here in our midst, whether we think it not or not. He's walking, he's in the midst of us, and he's directing our path. This God is so awesome. He knows about all of us. He knows everything. And he knows that the ultimate plan of the enemy is to destroy, especially the mankind. The real figure, the fear of spirit is in the earth. The era of spirit is in the earth. So take out our children, children of God, when you look at your boy children. God is speaking to all of us tonight. When you look at your boy child, there's something in them. There is something that God has placed in the male figure that he didn't put in the female figure. How we got to understand and recognize it. When you see a child acting somewhere, just understand and know that is not the child that God has given unto you. There's something that the enemy has touched in him. And you got to pray him through. You got to stay at the feet of Jesus until Jesus answers the call, because there's a king in that boy. There's a king that God is raising up in that male child, because he came to earth as a king. Oh, God Almighty, I cannot speak this enough. He was placed in your womb as a king. How do I know it? Jesus Christ was placed in the womb of Mary as a king. He was a king in Mary's belly. And God Almighty knows this, that he created us kings. You think the enemy don't know this? So what the enemy's plan is to stop the purpose of God in our male, our girl child, you know. But if the male rise up, if the male can rise up, if the male can rise up, let me tell you something. The female will rise up because the female was taken out of the male. So if the male rise up, then the female must rise up. Woman, I gotta stop here. I must stop here.
Bless the Lord, woman of God. I want you to understand that the devil is after the men, because the men are the one that is carrying the different nations in their loins.
My God.
And so they're after the men. Glory be to God. But don't you know that greater is he that is in us than he is in the world? We don't have to worry and spend. As long as the man line up with the word of God. The woman of God, when you were speaking, this is what I hear. This is what I heard God giving you. Listen to this.
Yes.
Give me faith, oh God, I pray.
Oh, yeah.
Oh Lord,
yes.
Faith another day.
Lord,
come on, I receive it, my sister.
that's the God we serve. He will carry you through the valley. He will carry you on the mountaintop. Listen, is there, Jacob asked the question, is there anything too hard for God to do? Absolutely nothing too hard for our God to do. Tonight, we just want to bless the name of the Lord. I just want to remind you that you're listening to Caribbean Radio Show, The Knowledge, and you are on Clarendon Connection. Tonight, I'm sitting in the hot seat for Dr. Rowan Cameron, and our special guest tonight, myself, is Dr. Pamela Richards. My special guest tonight is Pastor Jenny and Evangelist Ezroy Bernard. God bless you, man and woman of God. You know, tonight when I listen to your minister, you both have so much to give to the people of God. And I just want to ask you this question. I'm just going to ask Minister Ezroy, anyone needs you to speak or to into their function or any like their men retreat, or because some, I'm telling you that men out there need to understand that they can walk in line with God. They can be set apart. Glory be to God. So they need to understand how you cross over. So you are able to tell them how you cross over. But we don't have enough time to get into that tonight. So where, if they need you to speak, where can they connect with your man of God? Man of God, are you there? All right, Pastor Jen, if they need you also, the same question go for you. Where can they connect with you to speak?
My website is barnes_wood@hotmail.com.
Say that again, woman of God.
Barnes, as in B-A-R-N-E-S, _wood@hotmail.com. And the phone number attached to that is 416-902-1150.
Bless the Lord. I think we have another special guest online, and I believe it's Reverend Paul Taylor. Reverend Paul Taylor, how are you doing, sir?
Good evening. Good evening. Sorry to be late. I was trying to call in earlier. Didn't get a good chance to. But thank you so much to be here on this program. I greet Dr. Cameron and all the special guests who are there already. So just want to say good evening to everyone who is listening. I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Peace, grace, and peace be multiplied from the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost to everyone this evening.
Amen.
Reverend Taylor, we receive your greetings, man of God. And tonight we were talking tonight about how we got over, how we remain faithful to the call, how we continue to serve God even when the odds were against us. Man of God, I know you're calling from New Jersey in the States. So tell us a little bit about yourself and just give us a little synopsis of how you continue to walk by faith and not by sight. Just give us a little synopsis of that.
Thank you so much, woman of God, and I'm a part of the Church of God in the United States or worldwide, globally, from Cleveland, Tennessee. And my local church name is Mount Bethel Church of God in Trenton, New Jersey. And you know, our church is a New Testament Church of God in the Caribbean and over in England. And just to let you know that I believe that the things that we go through, one of the things that encourages me and to push me through when I need to get over, I need to go through, is just remembering the goodness of God. I've come through some difficult times and through some trying times, and the way that God has brought me through and how he has kept me through his word, through prayer, through encouragement. And one of the things I have come to realize in my life as a Christian, as a born-again believer, because these days every other person is a Christian, but as a born-again believer, is that don't just pray when you're going through. But the Bible says that we should lay up treasures in heaven where rust and moth do not corrupt. And that treasure of prayer, of fasting, of spending quality time with the Lord, of staying in his word, I realize that when times come that I'm having difficulty, then I'm able to draw on that. When nobody else is around me, when I can't find someone to lean on, or the people I need to lean on are too far away, I am able to draw on that in my midnight hour to know that I can rest. And I say, God, remember. I become a Hezekiah in that moment, or in those moments. And I start to remind God of when. God, and when, and when, and when, and when. And you came through for me. And you know what the Lord does for me during those times? He also reminds me that in my unwent and when times is when he was carrying me. And like the footprints in the sand, I was not able to bear it alone because he was carrying me. And that encouraged me and strengthened me that I can go on because of his faithfulness.
Bless the Lord, man of God. Surely, as I listen to everyone speak tonight on Caribbean Connection, Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station, I understand that it's very important for us to study to show ourselves approved rightly in the word of truth. Because if you did not have the word of God within you, woman of God, if you did not have the word of God, man of God, Ezra, if you did not have
Hallelujah.
The word of God, you will not overcome.
Hallelujah.
You will not be able
Amen.
To stand. You will not
Hallelujah.
Be able
Amen.
To represent Christ the way you do. So it's very important as child of God that we don't serve God by emotion, but we serve God in spirit and in truth. We walk
yes.
by faith and not by sight. It's very important. David said, if I make
yes.
my bed in hell, thou art there. Glory be to God. So
yes.
we have to understand that it's just there we go. God is there with us. But tonight I want to bless each and every one of you. As I ask the question, Minister Edward Bernard, are you back online, sir?
Yes, I am.
Yes.
My phone was on mute.
Okay. The question was asked tonight, if someone needed to minister, because I listen and you guys are so pulled up, and the same question go for Reverend Taylor, but I'm going to deal with you first, Evangelist Bernard. If someone require for you to come and minister, where can they locate you? For contact information, and so they can link with you and you can minister to conference and stuff like that.
Yes, please. My contact is Queenie Carbon, SQUINYCARBON 1964 at gmail.com. And my tele number is 289-946-2534.
Repeat your number again, man of God.
289-946-2534.
God bless you. Reverend Taylor, the same thing goes for you tonight, sir. If someone needs you to minister, because you guys are all minister of the gospel, you guys have all experienced. Listen, nobody tells your story better than you do. And for when you go through some situation, you are the best person to tell that story. So if someone would need you to speak at a conference, whether a youth conference, a men conference, or even a convocation, where can they reach you, sir?
Reverend Dr. Campbell, my contact information is Paul, S as in Samuel, D as in David, Taylor, all one word, at gmail.com. That's my email. I'm on Facebook at Paul S. D. Taylor for my Facebook account. Also, I'm on Instagram at Paul S. D. Taylor on Instagram. And my telephone number is 609-356-3895. That's 609-356-3895. And I'm also on Twitter at Paul S. D. Taylor at twitter.com.
Man of God, you're all over the globe. Glory be to God. That's what the media is for, is to spread the good news of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That he
Amen.
Went away not to stay, but he's coming back again. The show is going by so fast tonight. Again, I just want to remind you that it's Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station, and we are on Clarendon Connection. Host is Dr. Rowan Cameron, and he's not here to I'm sitting in the hot seat, and I'm just sitting in the hot seat for the man of God. We receive God, we honor you, and God bless you for the privilege that you would allow us to sit in for you on your behalf tonight. I also want to remind you that our guest tonight is Pastor Jennifer Woods, and Evangelist Bernard, also Reverend Paul Taylor, powerful men and women of God tonight. Before they go, we just have a few minutes to go. I just want each and every one of you to leave a word of power, enlightenment to the men and the women of God before you go. Take it away, woman of God, ladies before gentlemen.
Thank you, woman of God. Tonight, people of God, as I'm speaking to Radio Land, I just want to encourage everyone listening in tonight. I don't care what your situation is. I don't care what you think you're going through. Just imagine it is just a feeling. And whatever you see before your eyes, your physical eyes, tell yourself that it is not lie. It is all a lie. Before God even created, before the herbs was planted, before anything was planted, God said, look, he said, behold. So that meant that he was speaking into our spirit being. He said, open your spirit eyes and see. And the word of God says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So if we can get our spirit man in line with the spirit of God, he will download himself in our spirit. And when we press into him, he says, if you seek him with all your heart, you shall surely find him. And let me tell you something, this anointing that we seek as children of God, it's not cheap. We got to press into him. And when we press in, we will find God. He kept telling Moses to come up higher. How many times did Moses
go? Good, how are you?
Moses went up.
I got an appointment with him. I'm kind of late.
He went up and he came down 8 times. So that meant that we are always asking, God is always asking of us to come up higher. And don't look at what you see. Don't look at your circumstance. Just remember that God is in everything that you're in, and he will work it out for you. And this is my encouragement to everyone listening in tonight. And remember, pray for your children. Bless them. Do not speak words over their life that you do not want to see manifest tomorrow. Speak today what you want to see manifest tomorrow, because words have power. They sit in the atmosphere and they take root. So remember, your children are an heritage, and they are the children, the men and women of tomorrow. God bless you, woman of God.
Thank you, woman of God. Praise be to God. Minister Ezroy, are you still there? I want to hear from you, man of God. Let's just give a word of empowerment to God's people before we go.
Yes, I only have two things to say. And these two, one, be rapture ready. Two, there's only two things that last forever. The good salvation and the bad damnation. Daddy said, choose this day who you will serve. And many people are playing hopscotch. Listen, God is real, and Satan know that. And everything that you see happen is only a trick of the enemy. So all I have to say, be strong in the Lord and be in the power of his might. Don't make nothing shake you. Don't make nothing faze you. Bless you.
Bless you, man of God. Reverend Taylor.
Praise God.
The
book of Ephesians chapter 6 says that, having done all to stand, we should do what? Stand. And I come to encourage somebody who is in the hearing of our voices tonight, that in spite of what you're going through, in spite of how difficult it may be, in spite of how tough the situation is, we are encouraging you tonight to take a stand. Sometimes when you're standing, you have to stand alone. Sometimes you've got to stand by yourself. Sometimes you're going to run against the grain and the crowd won't come with you, or you won't have a backup or support. But in everything, once you know that the word has come from God, and once you know that your faith has been grounded and rooted, you continue to stand in spite of, even when you can't see your way, even when the morning is coming in the night and joy is coming in the morning that you can't even see. I encourage each and every one tonight to take a stand, because when you take a stand, you make a difference. When you take a stand, you show the enemy that it doesn't matter what he's thrown at you, you still have the strength to continue. So I encourage you tonight, take a stand. Having done all to stand, stand. Amen.
Bless the Lord. Remember, we are listening to Caribbean Radio Show, The Knowledge Station, Clarendon Connection, every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Jamaican time. Our time is 8 p.m. join in with the show. Praise be to God. The host is Dr. Rowan Cameron, and he's not here tonight. We greet you, men of God, wherever you are. We thank you for the privilege, as I said before, for allowing us to sit in the hot seat on your behalf. But before I go, I too also want to remind you of the word of God and what Paul says in Romans 8, a verse. And we're going to start from verse 37. He said, "No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angel, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Radio Land, I'm telling you tonight, hold on to God. Seek the face of God. What does it profit a man to gain this whole world and lose his soul? So tonight I send the word out into Radio Land that seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else shall be added unto you. Don't seek the things first and then run to God after, because it's not guaranteed unto any man when or where he shall die, but it's guaranteed that he or shall die. So, but we need to die in God. So tonight, I bless you all for joining in. Anyone has a last word before we go? Anyone has a last word that they would like to share before we go? Praise be to God. Okay, so we are coming down to the end of our show. So I bless you. Just enjoy this. Remember, it's Clarendon Connection. Host is Dr. Rowan Cameron. Tonight's special guest was Pastor Jen, Pastor Taylor, and Pastor Bernard. God bless each and every one of you. It's Dr. Pamela Richards sitting in the hot seat. And it's Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station. Take it away, studio.
I pray.